In John chapter 12, verse 13, it says, they took palm branches and went out to meet Jesus. Well, today, one has been drizzling and the other one is that we don't have too many access way that we couldn't quite do the parading that we have been doing in the past. But never mind, it will come back at one of these days again. I want to share with you today the parable of the palm tree or the parable of the palm. Where is it in the Bible? Well, it's not exactly in the Bible, but we can draw some learning out of today's Palm Sunday and what it may mean to us. Well, unlike other trees, palms has no seasonal change, especially if you go to the tropical. They are just everywhere, everywhere. What would the desert be like without palm trees? And in the oasis, the world needs more palm trees. Maybe we need just more trees rather than just palm trees. Let's learn from this parable of the palm. Firstly, palm trees teach us humility. Humility. What do I mean by that? Palm trees are not the grandiest or the most impressive tree, like a big oak tree or some other trees. Impressive, wide, tall, big, and sprawling. But palm tree is not as impressive. I've seen some impressive tree like redwood in Rotorua when we went up there a few times and we enjoy walking through the redwoods in Rotorua. Tall trees. Huge one. Very nice. In contrast, palm trees are only covered by branches at the very top. Skinny and very little foliage. Pretty bare from the ground to the top and no flowers either. But palm trees' humble appearance is closely related to the attribute of stability. Stability. The lack of branches of palm trees reduce the wind load on the trunk. They can withstand some of the heaviest wind nature can throw at them. I don't know whether you have seen some hurricanes or something. The palm would just swing and swing, but they're okay because it doesn't catch the wind so much. Likewise, we as Christians must develop humility. Humility. Not trusting in ourselves or build resilience for ourselves. It is this humility of trusting in God, the trunk, that helps Christians stand strong and tall in turbulent times. God is our trunk. We can sway by the wind and whatever, and we still can bounce back and still stay upright. Consider how King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was depicted as a strong tree of great height. That was the description given to him. Lovely with branches, abundant fruit, and covered in foliage. That's the description told to us about this king of Babylon. However, his pride was depicted through the grandness of a tree, but God humbled him. God humbled him by stripping off all his branches and leaves and fruit and leaving his tree bare. If you go back into Old Testament time and read about this king, you'll read about his rise and also his fall as well. So we who want to follow Jesus as God's people must be humble and not trusting in our own strength. And that tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 57. So humility is something we may learn from the palm trees. The second one that palm tree teach is genuineness and sincerity. Genuineness and sincerity. Did you know palm trees are not made of hard wood? Well, I didn't quite know that before, but anyway. Instead, they consist of spongy, fibrous tissue that help them to be flexible. Christians are to be characterized by genuineness and sincerity. Another interesting about palm tree is that what on the outside is the same material as what on the inside. Same kind of material. Most trees have an outer layer of bark, but not palm trees. What you see is what you get. And the opposite of genuineness and sincerity is hypocrisy. Jesus often corrected the Pharisees for their sin of hypocrisy. We found that in the Gospel and in many other parts. Joshua instructed the Israelites to serve God in sincerity and in truth. That is found in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 14. Joshua encouraged the people of Israel to be sincere and to be in truth. Like palm trees, Christians are to be characterized by that same truthfulness, the genuineness, and that sincerity. The third point about palm trees is that it reminds us of rest in God's kingdom. Rest in God's kingdom. What image do palm trees evoke in your mind? Perhaps one of these two images come to mind. An oasis in a dry desert or a tropical island like paradise. Anyone been to a tropical island recently? You've seen any palm trees there? Palm trees often inspire images of rest and reprieve. It's part of the oasis or part of the lovely scenery and so on. It is a reality that we found ourselves in a world where we're buffeted by many, many things. But the palm tree gives an image of serenity, of calm, of, well, basically, nice environment. In this way, palm tree can serve as a symbol of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. After Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they came to a place where they rested and were refreshed under palm trees. That was given to us in the book of Exodus, chapter 15. So they were chased by soldiers, they crossed over the Red Sea, and after they got there to safety, they rested a place where there were palm trees. That's told to us in Exodus. For Christians then, this depicts leaving the world behind and moving towards God's kingdom, where we can find rest and peace. So that's the third point that we may draw from this parable of the palm. And the fourth point we can get out of this palm parable is that palm tree represent the coming of the king. The coming of the king. And of course we are very familiar with the scene where Jesus entered Jerusalem and people were waving branches and all kinds of things of welcome, even though they didn't really fully understood the kind of king that Jesus was to be. But nevertheless, they welcomed him and they was kind of celebrating the arrival of the king. Well, what image do palm trees evoke in our mind? Sorry, what am I saying? Nope, not that part. When Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey shortly before his arrest and crucifixion, the people placed palm branches on the road before him. The palm branches depict joy, celebration, and the welcoming to a king. Sadly, shortly after giving him a very royal welcome, the same people shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him." they didn't take that palm branches welcome to heart. What does that remind us as God's people today? That we need to be ready to surrender, and not just some parts of our lives, but the rest of our lives, offer and surrender to Jesus. We must surrender to Him as our Lord and soon coming King. So dear brothers and sisters, let us therefore today learn these things, and you may be have many other more ideas about palm trees. But let us learn the lesson of the palm trees today.